Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. I guess we're ready to go again on the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen here with another overview of what's going on, some of the news that affects the smaller family farms, whether it be produce or dairy. We have that update for you. And then we'll be talking to a fellow who's the co-founder of something called Hylio. It designs and manufactures, offers a way to get to things that help crops. We'll find out how that works and how it might affect you as we move along here on the American Family Farmer. I thought it was interesting. I'm a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation. I also belong to the National Farmers Union. I do because I think both of these organizations have a place in helping us all be better and get better. And I noticed the Farm Bureau has announced what their policy pushes are for the year, and I thought I would highlight some of them. They want Congress, for example, to pass a new farm bill. Well, we know that the farm bill has been footballed, as it usually is, as most things in Congress are, because they can't get agreement. What the Farm Bureau says is that farmers have to have a stronger safety net. And there also needs to be immigration, ag labor reforms. Both are, well, one of them, I don't know if they apply to you or to me. I don't know what it means, a stronger safety net. The government has gotten so involved in farming, growing. There's a political machine here that brings a focus onto food programs and school lunch programs, which are not part of the farm, or they shouldn't be, in my estimation, part of the farm bill. But immigration is such an important thing. It's now tied to the reason that gridlock has overtaken Congress. We all know the number one issue that's an Achilles heel for the Democrats is immigration, the same as the Achilles heel for Republicans is abortion and Roe v. Wade, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, looking at what the focus on farming and Farm Bureau work ought to be all about, I noticed that the president of the American Farm Bureau stressed in his opening speech at their convention that the importance for producers this year is to push Congress to complete the work on the Farm Bill. But what's in the Farm Bill is what's more important, it would seem, to all of us. It isn't just having a farm bill. What does it do for our farms? What does it do for our country? And so the budget process is certainly part of it, the overall job that Congress has, and certainly the farm bill comes into this. The farmer that you and I know needs to be more vocal in encouraging lawmakers to pass a modernized farm bill. That's what the Farm Bureau Federation is saying. What does that mean? Well, the last Farm Bill was passed in 2018, and basically it was the same thing that had been passed before with the coverage for farmers in need if there's an extreme weather event, etc., trade disputes that affect the price of things, that sort of, you know, that's all that boilerplate stuff. But there's need for something new, and I'm not sure how to define the safety net for farmers, but I use the Farm Bureau Federation's overview of security, having a secure food supply, and the fact that according to the president of the Farm Bureau, if Congress doesn't find the funding to boost the things that will help the family farmer, it's going to be devastating to agriculture, and I believe that that is correct. One of the people that are that have become very vocal in all of this is Frank Lucas, who's a former chairman of the House Ag Committee. He
has done a lot to push things for the small family farmer. He says it needs political, the farmers in our country need political oxygen. Yep, well, we're way beyond the time when we can just say, well, I wish the government wasn't involved, because even though we all wish the government wasn't involved, they are. And they say they're there to alleviate a lot of the pressures in farming, but the proof of the pudding is that that's not the case. Anyway, this guy, Lucas, has talked to Mike Johnson, who's the new Speaker of the House, trying to get the focus here on the Farm Bill, to maybe going to add $70 billion to $100 billion to improve the farm safety net. That's a lot of money. But what we have done is so disrespectful to the American family farmer. It's such a problem for the food supply and what we have available for us to eat. And maybe this is the only way at this point to fix the problem. All right, the next item of interest on the news here this week that affects us all is an overview of what's described as the National Dairy Outlook for the year. Looking ahead, what are milk prices going to be like? The trend in dairy production, the trend in dairy consumption. Milk prices are going up a little bit, little by little by little. We all know a couple of years ago they were fabulous, and then last year they went into the tank. Now there's a drawdown in the dairy product inventory, so that'll cause the price to go back up. Some of it is artificial, some of it's real. Some of it has to do with the government. Some of it has to do with the National Milk Producers Federation getting involved into the export business. Did you know that 2% of our milk in this country is offloaded, if you will? It is sent overseas, exported to other countries, mostly in the form of dry milk, powdered milk, whey, protein concentrate, skim milk powder, that sort of thing, butter, cheeses. They're trying to get it from where it was last year, like 2-3%, to 12%, which will help certainly price of milk. Maybe that's the reason that the prices are going up little by little by little. Not where they should be by any stretch of the imagination. But because the prices went down last year, this always happens, the milk production slowed down, and the second half of 2023 was pretty flat as far as what the federal milk marketing order has done or has seen. The average last year was $18.48 a hundredweight. And when you think about how ridiculous it is, the family, I know it cost me when I was milking, cost $24 a hundredweight to make the milk. And so I did sell some milk into the pool, but most of it I sold at my farm. I was able to get money. I was selling raw milk for $12 a gallon. And that's kind of where it all ought to be. Selling milk in a store for $4.95 a gallon doesn't hack it for the family farmer. So in a moment, I want to focus on cattle care as it relates to dairy, one of the other news items coming up this week. Meanwhile, let's talk about your health and well-being. Let's talk about your work ethic. Let's talk about how much energy you have in order to perform the tasks that you need to perform as an active farmer. As we get older, we tend to put on a little bit more weight, a little bit here and there. So if you're milking cows, you probably have joint pain if you're a little bit overweight. That's one of the good reasons to go to TopLoss.com. When you go online, TopLoss.com, a way to lose weight and keep it off. You've heard me talking about this for a long time. Lots of you have done it. Lots of you could. Calitrin, help yourself to health. Go to TopLoss.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women, but hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. bodies. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calistrian alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airline.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back on the American Family Farmer. So I was going through the National Dairy Outlook according to several different news sources that I have, and now I'm looking at these same sources for what's going on in this new cattle care campaign that's been launched. Actually, it's interesting because it was launched by Sysco, which is a big food service distributor, and they're worried about, or I guess concerned about, the way when they deliver their products, are they the best they can be? Which is a good question. And so they've come up with this program. It was first used to certify Angus beef, the quality, so they say. The campaign is called Raised with Respect, centers on the common ground found between cattle producers and beef consumers and the way people get their beef, all about beef sustainability. So the thing that has come about because of a lot of the advocacy groups that want cattle to go away, you know, the methane issue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there still is, in this circumstance, a big need to have people feel safe about, you know, because even though these people want us to stop eating meat, I don't happen to eat meat, but it's not because of anything that they've done. I just have my own feelings about my cows, and my cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends. But, you know, a lot of people, it's big business, and shouldn't the people that are in the business be equipped with the right way to manage their practice, make sure what they're doing is the best that it can be in terms of beef production? That's what this Sysco thing is all about. Raised with respect. That's what they want us to think about. How are you doing? If you're in the cattle business, raising cattle, and it's something that your family maybe has been in for a long time, are you into this? Would you be certified for following best practices for cattle care if somebody came to your place and looked over what you were doing for nutrition? Are you using antibiotics, you know, that kind of thing? That's a no-no. And if you want to be certified under this program for Sysco, you're not going to be using antibiotics. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting thing to highlight. The cattle care campaign from Sysco for those, no matter what size the farm is, raising beef and having important quality standards, something we can all support. Coming up in a moment, we'll meet Arthur Erickson, who wants to tell us about his new his company that designs and manufactures and offers to you the right way to fertilize your crops. I believe that's what we'll be into in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer program, a weekly overview of what's going on the American family farm. I find myself, because I am a family farmer, the heightened interest that I have in what's going on the farm, how we make farming better. That's the highlight. We have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, by the way, every week an overview. We have the program itself, which is heard on many of the same stations over the weekend that carry the Good Day program, my weekday program. And we also have a podcast or a download of the shows themselves. And you can find them all listed at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They go back a number of years, I think 7 or 8 years of programs. And there's like 50 programs a year. So you can find something almost for anybody and everybody that's involved in the farm business. So help yourself, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And into that league, we bring Arthur Erickson, who's the CEO and founder or co-founder of Helio. Now, as I read and understand what's going on here, I get that you're a born Texas. Everything in Texas is big, right? Does that apply?
That's right.
To
that's
what's
right.
going howdy, on in Helio, Arthur? Hi.
Yeah, big howdy from Texas. That's correct. So we make very big drones, which we like to call Texas-sized. That is absolutely right.
Yep. And so what do these drones do? How do they help the family farmer?
There are a lot of answers to that question, but let's focus on probably the most obvious one, which is just return on investment, right? So if you're a family farmer or an agribusiness looking to service family farms in your area, right now in this economy, you're looking at, okay, we need to put on maybe 2 or 3 fungicide applications per year, an herbicide, burn down herbicide or so when you're planting, and you've got a few options. You've got $300,000 or $400,000 self-propelled ground rigs, because the prices have shot up on those, the availability is low. Yeah. Or you can go 1, 2, or 3 of these drones, which are not cheap. I wouldn't call them cheap. These are sophisticated pieces of machinery. They're $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 each. But still, if you get into 2 or 3 of those, you're a third or half the price of one of these self-propelled ground rigs. So it's a lot cheaper up front. But not only that, you can just do more with these drones. So imagine, you know, how many acres are you treating when it's wet or muddy out? Zero. If you have two or three drones that are flying above the crop, above the ground, you're treating, you know, hundreds to your entire farm. So that's infinite ROI right there in that example. But even just, you know, one-to-one acre comparisons against a ground rig, you're getting better coverage, better penetration with these drones as well. So all in all, they are cost-effective, precise, and very efficacious way to apply this material and help your yields.
All right, so we're generously giving you the time here to basically advertise your product, which is good because I want farmers to know this sort of thing exists. You talk about the liquids, the granular material that is used on a wide variety of crops. And so I want to, because of my own persuasion, if you will, and I know a lot of the family farmers are not really big on using some of these things that come from various chemical resources. They'd rather do the natural amendments. And I'm guessing, but I don't know, that the drones are capable of delivering anything, not just the things that you talked about earlier on, but anything for everybody, because again, we're looking at different philosophies. So let's talk about that as we continue here, because I think it's an important thing for people to understand. If they're going to use one of these devices or a number of them from you, they need to know how they can use them and how broad the impact is of them. Arthur Erickson, who is the co-founder and the CEO at Helio. This is a very interesting drone reality that we find ourselves in 2024. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner stated that his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He has urged President Biden to declassify the information. The White House believes the House would approve military aid for Ukraine and Israel if it were brought to a vote.
We cannot afford to wait any longer. Every day comes at a cost to the people of Ukraine. Ukraine and to the national security interests of the United States of America.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's refusing to schedule a vote on the bipartisan bill. This week, Judge Arthur Engoron, presiding over the New York State civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his sons, will announce the verdict on damages. That decision will be delivered on Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now, the weekend program that a lot of farmers are talking about. It's cool because we're adding actually pretty much on average a new station every week to this program. It has a lot of applicability in the areas of the country where the Good Day program, my daily Monday through Friday program, is heard in smaller markets, medium-sized markets in the Midwest, the Mid-South, where farming is king. It's not that it isn't in other places around the country, and I guess I'd go back to that, Arthur. Arthur Erickson is here from a company called Helio, which uses drones to distribute the products that will help your crops grow. And so I asked you, as a matter of course,
you used as we got started here, what sort of is a common denominator with some of the farmers, the kind of things that are chemically induced and produced to be applied. What about the natural amendments that are around that are gaining more popularity? Can we do those with these drones too?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, of course, I'm a little biased, but I think application of biologics and some of these new products in general that are more quote-unquote natural are better done by drone, because a lot of these products do rely on better penetration and getting through the canopy. So you have that with drones because of the downwash of the propellers. You don't have that crown rigs, right? And with airplanes or helicopters, you have a little bit of that, especially with helicopters, but they're not very accurate, and they're very expensive, and they're very dangerous, frankly, to pilot. So I think drones are the best of both worlds. You're getting the safety and the precision that you'd get with a ground rig, maybe, but you're also getting that penetration and the aerodynamic characteristics of the aerial application.
So are you selling these things? I see sort of an ad for what they call a Helio Agrodrome, which is the drone. It would be Agrodrome.
Agrodrone. Yeah.
Agrodrone.
Yeah.
But right. it does have the effect of a drone. You're covering everything, as you're suggesting here. And I don't know, because I haven't tried one of these things. I tend to use more manure and composting on my fields. And I don't know, maybe that's a good question. How can you distribute stuff like that with a drone, or does it have to be something that's granular or liquid?
Well, frankly, manure would be a little difficult right now, admittedly. it's mostly liquids and granulars. I'm not saying we couldn't figure it out. You could probably just have like a big, thick auger system and dump manure as well, and maybe we'll see that down the line.
Well,
here,
how big are these? Give us a word picture of what these things look like.
Yeah, so the biggest drone we offer is called the AG-272, and it's about 15 feet from propeller tip to propeller tip. So it's quite large, and it can actually lift over 200 pounds of payload. So it could lift a full-grown adult man.
Are they for sale? Are you renting them? How are you to distribute them?
We do sell them. We have been selling our drones since early 2018, so it's been a bit now. And
are they all the same size? Is it one model, one size fits all?
Models. Yeah, it's like cars. You've got like your compacts, your midsize, and then you've got your big F-350, which is that 272 I just mentioned.
Right. Yeah. And how are they propelled?
They are pure electric powered right now, using lithium polymer batteries.
Mm-hmm. And they're controlled by a joystick of some. How far away can you be to control these things? If you're kind of like going into the arcade. When I look at some of these things, it's like going in to try to figure out how to, play some of these video games, right? Am I off my rocker, or is that kind of what it looks like?
No, you're absolutely right. You're probably more right than you realize, because, you can manually control these things with joysticks. That's true, but that's honestly a secondary way that you control these, and not really the primary way you do so. Actually, what you do is you have a program. So we have a software we call Agrosol GCS. You're giving this thing a boundary, a polygon, a shape to go spray, and then you're clicking go, and it's going to go spray by itself. So it can actually go, as long as the battery will take it, it can go out miles even and spray. Now, legally speaking, it's not supposed to leave your line of sight. Mm-hmm. So you typically stay within a mile or so.
So when you say legally, the government's involved in this too? I suppose the FAA.
Government is involved in everything, right?
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the FAA, these are aircraft as deemed by the U.S. federal government, by the FAA, and so they control them. There are several rules. They're doing a great job, I think, recently, to their credit. They're keeping it relatively open for people to get into the industry fairly easily. But, yes, there are 20 commandments
farmers,
that you need to follow.
All right, so let's say you buy one of these things. Does the farmer need a license, like driving a car or flying an airplane? We need licenses in another way. So you have to be licensed to fly these things, huh?
Absolutely. It's not as bad as an actual airplane license, but it's not as easy as a car license either. It's somewhere in between. So it's some amount of paperwork. We help our customers with it because it's a bit labyrinthian, but it's not too bad. It takes, there's a month or two of processing time at this point.
Okay, so let's say the farmer doesn't want to, doesn't have the time. You are selling these things, but I can't imagine that you're not leasing them or renting them out in areas where they don't be, where they're not needed 12 months out of the year. So do you have people that go, you can hire the machine and somebody to run it?
Yeah, that's right. We have plenty of customers that are themselves the farmers that use the drones, but we are seeing the agribusinesses be a growing customer demographic of ours. So to your point, it's people that go around and they get paid per acre that they spray, and they're usually, you know, treating a few counties, and maybe in the off season they'll do some interesting work like vegetation management that's non-ag, or they'll do, I've even seen people doing a salting of the roads in the winter, things of that
that's
nature.
An interesting,
there's a lot of ways to make money with them.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea here of making the soil better, you know, we're going to convince some people that there are ways of doing it using this tool or other tools, and some people are not going to be convinced. Every time I go down this road talking about what is available to help crops grow better, healthier, what to do with the soil, because I'm not a fan of Monsanto and Bayer and the chemical companies that have led us to have lots of heartache and sickness because of things like Roundup, then I get shots fired across my bow because I don't, the farmers say, well, this helps me make more money and grow more stuff. Yeah, that's the here and the now of it, but that's not the future of it. And when you look at the drone thing, that looks like, you know, we have crop sprayers, and then you got the, I have a sprayer, frankly, a 1,000-gallon tank, and it spreads like 24 feet. If I'm spraying something, I get a lot of fish stuff and various other things that are natural that I can spray, mostly on hay fields. I don't use it on the corn. But it's, you know, it's a pain. It's actually a real pain in the neck to do this. And if there was a better way of doing it, as long as it wasn't crazy expensive, and that's kind of where you come in to this. You said these machines are not cheap. But again, weighed up against the you were talking about the, you know, you buy a tractor and you buy, the tractor's only use isn't going to be spreading liquid fertilizer, but, you know, still you have these expensive fertilizers. So I think I'd be comparing it, if I were talking to the folks listening to the program right now, I would be comparing the cost of having one of these drones that distribute the amendments to the cost of having a sprayer. Because that seems to me to be what where the real angle is here. Hold on for a second. We'll continue. Arthur Erickson has some more time with us. He's the co-founder of Helio, very interesting way of handling one of the big problems as we get into the growing season, which is just around the corner. Some people, depending on where you are in the country, are already into the soil and already ready to plant. So we'll talk about when to put this stuff on with Mr. Erickson as well as we continue. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back from the folks at MyPillow. You know, it's been a year or so for obvious reasons since Mr. Lindell, who is a big supporter of Donald Trump, got himself into controversies, and they pulled back because of some of the attitudes that people had toward him and what he was doing, which frankly has nothing to do with MyPillow. It just became, you know, like a lot of other things, a symbol of, well, we don't like this guy, so we're not going to buy his product. But the thing that was missing in that equation was that 1,500 Americans working, because all the stuff that MyPillow sells is made in America. So right now they're back working a product sale that really and truly basically focuses on the best prices they've ever had. Special sale right now to bring you back into the fold to enjoy the MyPillow concept and all the MyPillow products. Need new towels? Help yourself. It's all at MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the promo code DS.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calotrin at toploss.com. That's their website, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calotrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Arthur Erickson, who's the CEO of Helio. We're talking about spraying and what is involved in all of this stuff. So if you'd like to reflect on what I just said a few minutes ago about how, you know, these sorts of things are, you need a tractor no matter what. So put the tractor aside. The cost of sprayers, some of the sophisticated modern sprayers, are very expensive, and they're time-consuming. This thing looks like it does it a lot faster, and again, I said this when we first started talking, I'm giving you like a free advertising segment here, but I think because it is new, and because it does seem to have some saliency, it helps a lot of things. How many people would you say to this point, Arthur, are using these applicators?
You know, it's not too many in the States, because this is a very recent phenomenon on here. I would say it's, let's call it 3,000 to 4,000 at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That leaves a lot
of
room.
Where else are they being used?
Oh, Asia. A ton in Asia. There are probably hundreds of thousands of applicators using drones in China, Japan, Korea.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the $100 question. Are they made in China?
Helio's drones are not. We actually design, manufacture, and offer them in Richmond, Texas. As you know,
good. Yeah.
The majority of drones in the U.S. market are Chinese made, though, and those are our competitors.
Are
so we are trying to fight the good fight here.
Good. Yeah. Let's not buy the China stuff. Let's buy the stuff made in America. So the final question has to do with something else we all talk about with regard to new technology, and that's AI. Is this an example of AI?
Oh, there's a ton of AI in our systems. That's right. I mean, there's AI for the obstacle detection and avoidance. So that's how you don't lose your $50,000 drone. It can actually see the trees or the guide wires and go around them.
Right.
There's AI for the path planning. So when you draw out a polygon, you say, hey, I want to spray this 200-acre cornfield. It'll optimize the routes and give you the fastest way to do that. So there's a lot of AI. And in the future, there's going to be a lot of weed ID and things of that nature. But that's just now developing.
All right. What's the website? Where do people go to find this if they want to connect with you and Helio?
So Helio is spelled H-Y-L-I-O. We have Instagram, Facebook, even Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find us at all the socials. Our website is www.hyl.io, which is kind of confusing because it's not .com, it's .io. But we also have helio.com. So for the people that mess that up, it's also helio.com. Yeah. We have two domains. And they go to the same place.
All right, well,
Good luck with this. It sounds like this is a good time of year to be looking at this from the farmer's point of view. So check it out, HYL.io. Arthur Erickson here.
That is correct.
The CEO of Helio. Thanks for being on the American Family Farmer.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now on the American Family Farmer Program, Doug Steffen here with my thoughts. I'm going to go back to what we were just talking about for a moment with the Helio focus and how to best spray and using best practices for spraying. Because I do have some thoughts about this, and this is the portion of the hour where I give you my thoughts. First of all, I'm not one who wants to use this sort of thing in the traditional way, that is spraying regular stuff, because it's just not good for the soil. Now, having said that, there are native pollinator programs in states all across the country. I noticed that in upstate New York, there are 15 orchard growers who are getting technical assistance from Cornell University in a program that's being paid for by Dr. Pepper. What the heck is Dr. Pepper doing involved in this? Well, apparently they're part owners of the Keurig, the device that you use to make your coffee, and I don't know why they're involved in this either, but at any rate, they're helping growers to adjust their spraying program to reduce the effects on bees and things that are the issues around pollination. So That's a good thing. And so I could see where these things that they're researching, the products they're coming out with that don't affect the bees, because that's a, hello, we can't have farms produce without pollination, and you can't pollinate without bees. So this is an important part. And a lot of the sprays that have been used heretofore have killed off a lot of bees. Frankly, that's another thing that you can blame on Monsanto and Bayer and that ilk for having the products that supposedly help you grow more, but if they're killing off the bees, they're not going to help you grow more. I think it's very interesting that these companies are helping farmers and putting together, you wouldn't think about it. Most people wouldn't think about doing this. But anyway, there are people that are working for these two companies that have gone around and are helping regenerative agriculture. And I think this is smart. It's good for them, good promotion for them. And it's smart for all of us to be thinking about how we're going to rebuild the soil that in many instances has been, let's just say, not well cared for. Using some of the products that have been available to us. Also involved in this is the Mott apple juice outfit. Now, I can understand them being involved because they produce, you know, the company makes apple juice, applesauce, that sort of thing, and so they need pollination in the apple orchards. So I get that. But I guess my message here is twofold. When thinking about what you can do, how you can make it a priority for you to understand, this is a non-government thing. They're using Cornell University, which certainly has plenty of government grants. They also, there are several conservation districts that are working to develop these relationships with farmers so that they'll help pay you for the products that you're spraying around, as long as the products you're spraying are helping regenerative agriculture and, in this specific circumstance, helping the bees to become back, you know, more propagation, more prolific. So I'm ready for that. The ecosystems, even though that's a word, a buzzword that's overused by people who don't even really understand what it is, people, the environmental folks, there are lots of them that have great intentions and are knowledgeable. And yeah, we do have to be conscious of the so-called ecosystem, because without it, we don't have, you know, we don't have anything. The land doesn't work, and we go out of business. But there are, there's an interesting thing. This is a sideline to what we're talking about here. In Missouri, they're considering a bill that would punish plant nurseries that sell non-native invasive plants. See, that's a big problem, and we need to be able to spray for a lot of this stuff, the Japanese honeysuckle and some of the crap that's around that is really, there's a weed that we have to deal with on my farm and around here in New England. It's getting rid of it has become a real problem. You have to, the roots go everywhere, and you can mow it and cut it and spray it, and it still doesn't do anything. Burn it. We have that stuff to be thinking about. And that's where we need the government, by the way. We need the government to help us with things like that, to get rid of the things that have been introduced by God knows who or what. So thinking about the springtime and what we're going to do to prepare the soil and make it better and healthier to grow better stuff, that's part of the thing that's on my mind all the time, and that's what goes into the preparation of this program. So with that in mind, I can bid you adieu, because we're out of time. This hour is over. For the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.